In 2010, the composer Ian Wilson was approached to be composer in residence at the National Centre for Arts and Health. What followed was 4 years working with patients diagnosed with stroke, dementia and Parkinson's disease, alongside a larger programme of art therapy in Talla Hospital. Here to tell us more about the centre is Dr. Hilary Moss and Ian Wilson. The composer also joins us from our Cork studio. Hilary, you're the director of the centre, so maybe you would tell us what is the aim in the first place of the National Centre for Arts and Health. What does it do?
Okay, thanks. The Centre for Arts and Health at Talla Hospital exists to bring arts, creative writing, music, all the modalities into the hospital experience and to assist patients in their journey through the hospital. So it's a series of unique initiatives with the support of clinicians in the hospital and management. And I'll give you a couple of examples of what we do. Mm. So, for example, we have with the younger patients, we have an art therapist working with children with diabetes who have a needle phobia. And she would use syringe, parts of the syringe with paint to make paintings to break down that fear of hospital and the tension that exists for everybody when they go into hospital. At the other end of the scale, I would work doing music therapy with people with dementia at the end of their lives, coming towards the end of their life. And we know that music is often one of the last responses. So when people can't use words, they can sometimes sing songs. So, for example, last week I was working with somebody who was very near the end of his life, and I was playing songs with him and his wife as a sort of holistic care at the end, towards the end of their life.
And your own background, while you are a medical practitioner, there also is music in your background.
Well, I'm not a medical practitioner.
I was for that.
No,
sorry.
It's a humanities based one. I was I'm a musician and a music therapist, and I've been working in the School of Medicine alongside Professor Des O'Neill doing research into the relationship between aesthetics and health.
But you're very much coming from that the therapy, the music therapy and the arts therapy side of things.
I suppose I am. The programme exists with, we have artists in residence, we have arts and health practitioners and we have arts therapists. And I think we're unique in that in Ireland, in that we would have lots of different ways of working. So Ian was in the hospital as a composer in residence creating his own work, but we'd also have arts therapists whose focus is on the patient's experience and their emotional life and their clinical needs. So we would look at it very broadly in terms of any arts interventions across the hospital and any way that the arts can assist, and it would be very tailored towards the patient's needs and the clinical team and what they feel is needed in their area.
Well, let's talk to Ian Wilson then, the composer who's in our Cork studio, as I said. Ian, when you were approached by Hilary, in fact, to become a composer in residence as part of this project, what was your initial response to that?
Well, it was a surprising request, and my initial response was just to say yes, to see what would happen, really. Hilary rang me while I was on holiday to ask if I'd be interested in being composer in residence to the stroke unit in Talla Hospital. And it was, as I say, just such an unusual request that I had to say yes.
And the idea of, you know, using what in lots of ways is a place of distress and situations of people in distress as potential material for composition. Did you have any doubts or worries about that?
Well, we had a very clear idea about what the purpose of me being there was, and it was to interact with patients and staff and to try and understand as much as I could about the condition and the treatment of stroke in that project, and then in subsequent projects in dementia and Parkinson's, and to find a way to reflect both my experiences and the experiences of the people I was interacting with in the resulting piece of music. So it wasn't as if I was trying to parasitically feed on people's negative experiences. And in fact, a lot of the people I spoke to were very warm and very open, very happy to tell me about their experiences. And those are the things that I wanted to reflect in the music.
What is the general, Hilary, what is the general response, if we can generalise in that fashion, of, you know, patients or people in hospital and their families to the use of the art around their treatments and their holistic type of approach?
I think people are very pleased to be able to tell their story. I think sometimes people have told me that when they come into hospital, they become the thing that's wrong with them. And there's an awful lot of loss associated with being in hospital or in a health system, in that, you know, if you lose your confidence in your body, you know, if you've had a heart attack, you lose your sense of friends, your sense of your work, if you can't go to work at the moment. So there's an awful lot of loss, and people become they can feel a little bit anonymous in a large institution. So I think that that opportunity to tell their experience and to have people hear what it's like to live with the illness is very important. And I think the arts are a really good way to bring that through.
Ian, one of the most you've spoken about, you know, the few previous projects that you've worked on, but A Disconnected Rhythm is the most recent, and you're involved here with the poet Leontia Flynn, a Belfast poet Leontia Flynn, and it's the subject of a TV3 documentary. Tell me what was involved in. What was the initial impetus behind A Disconnected Rhythm, the project?
Well, A Disconnected Rhythm is the name of the documentary which came out of the project. The project itself was... we had always planned to try and do three projects because Professor Des O'Neill, who's one of the chief consultants there at Tallaght Hospital in the gerontology unit, was very keen that we do try and do a triptych of projects around the three main old age diseases. So that would be stroke, dementia and Parkinson's. So by the time we came to 2012, we were ready to embark. Sorry, 2013, we were ready to embark on the Parkinson's project. And it was always left up to me to decide the finer details of how that should be approached in musical terms. So in the stroke project, I'd worked with a singer and some string players from the Irish Chamber Orchestra. The dementia project, I worked with a saxophonist and members of the ICO. And so I wanted to work with words again, but not use a singer. So I decided this time we could use an actor or an actress, which turned out to be Ingrid Craigie, who was wonderful. And she would narrate. The idea was that she would narrate poems and prose pieces, which were written by Leontia Flynn. And Leontia and I made a number of visits to the hospital together so that we could share the same experiences of interacting with patients and staff, and so we'd both know where we are in the project.
One of the things that struck me watching the documentary itself was yourself and Leontia sitting in on therapy sessions, be that with a speech therapist, mm-hmm. for the most part, were the ones I think are in the documentary,
yeah.
or with a physiotherapist, but mostly these speech therapists and people who were dealing with obviously very private and very difficult situations. What was the feeling in that room? How sacred a space was it, if that's not too, you know, too potent a word to use?
Well, these are, I mean, for instance, the film begins with an older lady undergoing one of her speech therapy sessions. But actually, these are very regular things. So I think, not to put words in anybody's mouth, but I think this becomes a regular occurrence, you know, punctuating lots of people's lives who are dealing with this condition. So it's not... I mean, she was certainly happy for us to sit in and for the cameras to be there. Not everybody was, but, you know, obviously we asked around and asked the doctors and nurses to ask on our behalf. And so a number of people were perfectly happy to be in front of the camera and to let us share that time where they were interacting with their therapists. And I think, like Hilary says, it's an opportunity for them to tell their own story. And so that it doesn't become the private... mythologized thing that I think for a lot of people who haven't had first-hand experience of these conditions, it can be.
I want to listen to a clip then from part of the music that you composed around the words written by Leontia Flynn. This is a section from a piece called Matter. Would you explain what the ideas behind this were, Ian?
Well, this was the resulting piece from the project. So it ended up a four-movement piece, about 25 minutes long, each movement relating to a different text or set of texts that Leontia had produced throughout the project period. So basically, the texts themselves channel a lot of the things that were said to us, sometimes verbatim, although not usually, other times through Leontia's poetic prism, if you like. But it's certainly reflecting the experiences that we had there and the experiences that people related to us. And so it's just trying to find an artistic medium to relate those to a wider public.
Well, Kenneth Rice is on violin here, Wacham Roar on viola, Malachy Robinson on double bass, and the narration is read by Ingrid Craigie.
Into the locked midwinter of a freeze, into a gate that's almost falling down, strike the first note. Places. We'll take our cues from the ticking, talking of a metronome, which seems to tell us something that we know, but that the body gets lost in translation until we find we're going with the flow. We've had I Fall to Pieces, Good Vibrations. Now give us a pulse, bebop, our rock and roll, to help us trigger something half forgotten. That every step is one part of a whole, and every movement falls into a pattern.
The music of Ian Wilson there, performed by Kenneth Rice on violin, Joachim Rohr on viola and Malachy Robinson on double bass, and the words of Leontia Flynn, narrated by Ingrid Craigie, that piece called Matter. Just before we finish up, we heard today, Hilary, about the Eurohealth Consumer Index, and you know that Ireland had fallen down very low in its place on that index. Where do we stand, where do we figure on an international scale in terms of our use of arts and art therapy within the health system?
I think we're certainly in the National Centre, we're on a par internationally with other centres, other large centres. We're certainly keeping up. I think as a country, there's a lot of really interesting initiatives. And I think in terms of arts, very well-developed programmes in healthcare. I think the one thing we're really falling down on is state registration for arts therapists. In a number of countries, that would be a recognised profession allied to speech therapy,
so physiotherapy. So that's where we need to go.
We need to go there, yeah, urgently.
All right. Well, that's Dr. Hilary Moss and Ian Wilson talking to us this evening. You can find out more about the National Centre for Arts and Health at amnch.ie. And if you want to see the documentary, A Disconnected Rhythm, go to tv3.ie.